This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Law.
Jack and Dean.
Joy Law.
It is time for Joy Law, the time of the week where we have a chat to the team KHQ Lawyers about legal issues of concern and interest to the LGBTI community and its allies. Joining us live in the studio today to talk about a very interesting topic which will be of interest to many of our listeners is Monica. Hey, Monica, how are you doing?
Hey, Dean, thanks for having me.
And a bit of funk.
A bit of funk still going.
Oh, very happy music.
It's the summer edition.
Now, the topic we're talking about is kind of summery. It starts with an S. It is surrogacy.
Surrogacy.
What is surrogacy, Monica?
So, look, surrogacy is an arrangement where a woman agrees to become pregnant and give birth to a child with the intention of giving that child to intended parents, so the two people who've asked for that child to come into being when the child's born.
That's such a big decision to make and such a gift, isn't it? Such a...
Yeah.
I don't know, is it noble? Is it? I don't know. I don't know how people can make that decision, but it's a blessing.
I think it's good karma. I think it's good karma.
Oh, be the best karma.
Yeah, but it's becoming a really popular way to create a family. I think for male gay couples, it's a real option, you know, to have an uncomplicated family life in a way with two parents. And it's something we've heard about a lot in the media. So with a lot of celebrities, so Kim Kardashian West had a baby a year ago by way of surrogacy. And more recently, we've heard this week that Ian Thorpe and his long-term partner are actually going to America.
Oh,
yeah.
They have to go out.
Well, you don't have to. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today is how does this sort of work in Australia? So there's two types of surrogacy. The first is gestational surrogacy, and that's where the surrogate has a fertilised embryo transferred into her. The embryo is the product of IVF, using the sperm and an egg, and the gestational surrogate has no genetic contribution. So it's someone else's egg and someone else's sperm to the child they're carrying. So that's really the most common form of surrogacy in Australia. The other type of surrogacy is traditional surrogacy, and that's where the surrogate is actually fertilised. The surrogate egg is fertilised and then they carry the child to term. And that's really less common, quite frankly. It's a more complicated way.
And when you say about the gestational, is that where do you pay a woman to carry this baby or is it done on a voluntary basis?
You are jumping. So it's a bit of both.
I'm jumping ahead, am I?
You are jumping so far ahead. But that's all right.
It's very exciting, though. It really blows my mind that, like, you could give the gift of life to someone.
It's a amazing. I've presented at a number of surrogacy seminars and I love, you know, we are divorce lawyers primarily in my team, but to be at the other end of the spectrum and actually helping people create a family is a pretty meaningful and amazing thing to do. So I'm very passionate about it. In Australia, surrogacy has to be altruistic. So what that means is the surrogate can't really receive any commercial benefit.
Right.
So they can't be paid to undertake the pregnancy or the process. They can be reimbursed for certain expenses.
So that's kind of similar to donating a kidney. Is that, I mean, conceptually, it's you can't buy a kidney, but you could give a kidney.
That's a really interesting example. I guess in a way.
It's just a little bit bigger than a kidney.
The thing to bear in mind is that each state in Australia has different laws around surrogacy. So it can be quite complex from a legal point of view. It's quite frustrating, I think, for clients who come to see us because they might, for example, be unable to they might not have eggs, so they might have to source eggs from interstate or sometimes overseas. And then that makes it a bit more complicated from a point of view of, well, where is the IVF taking place and what law applies? So it can be, quite complicated. But the laws are different throughout most of the states, and that includes in terms of what can be sought by way of reimbursement. But typically it's the general costs of pregnancy, the costs of the actual surrogacy process, because there needs to be legal advice, there needs to be counselling, and there's obviously the IVF costs and so forth.
And we've just talked about what is surrogacy and what is legal in Australia. So now, Monica, the question is, well, how do I go about finding myself a surrogate?
So remembering that commercial surrogacy is illegal in Australia, really the most difficult step, I think, for many couples is finding someone who's willing to do it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was saying before off air that being pregnant can be quite difficult, can be challenging.
That's the words you used, exactly.
Can be challenging, obviously a joy, but in most Australian states, except for South Australia, it's actually illegal to advertise for a surrogate. So what that means is if you're wanting to explore this as a process, you really have to search through your friends and your family and your social networks. They become the prime resource for you in locating and finding a surrogate.
So you can't put out somebody crass, but like a Gumtree listing or a Facebook message saying desperately seeking or I'd like to discuss.
Well, Facebook's interesting. You are always jumping ahead.
Oh,
so there are.
I've got all the questions today.
You can't advertise, so that's illegal in most states. But there are other resources that you can use to locate a surrogate. Online forums, and there is a private Facebook group called the Australian Surrogacy Community. So if you ask to be, it's a closed group.
Yeah.
Most likely because of the restrictions around advertising. But it's a supportive network of people who've either gone through it or want to go through it and need information. There's another organisation called Fertility Connections. Just a Baby, which is a smartphone app. And obviously there are commercial arrangements overseas that are legal that you can also pursue if you can't find resources here. Families through surrogacy are an amazing resource, and they hold regular information sessions and seminars, and they can be an invaluable resource if you're actually keen to pursue this.
So are there any rules about what like somebody who's allowed to be a surrogate? Like, you know, sometimes we reflect on, you know, some very fertile teenagers, 16, 17-year-olds, can fall pregnant, but can they become surrogates? Or are there rules about that?
It really does depend where you live, in what state of Australia. So in Victoria, there's two things that you need to sort of get across. So first of all, the intended parents have to be infertile or unable to carry a pregnancy or give birth to a child.
So, a gay male couple?
Yeah, that's right. So there either has to be a medical risk or an inability to carry a pregnancy.
Kind of lazy.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. There needs to be some medical evidence around this. For the surrogate, then in Victoria, they need to be at least 25 years old. They need to have previously been pregnant and given birth to a live child. So have to have given birth to a live child.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
And they must not have a genetic link to the child.
So you can't get.
So we talked about traditional, we talked about traditional surrogacy. So it needs to be gestational surrogacy.
Oh, sorry, this is not about the
So the surrogate can't provide her own egg for the purpose of the conception.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So look, next week, it's such a big topic that we want to sort of break it up into parts. But next week we can discuss in more detail the legal steps of what you need to go through and processes generally, and also talk about overseas and commercial surrogacy.
Fantastic. Thanks, Monica. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.